Yeah. So anyway, okay. So you ready? This is a reconvening of our special meeting that started on November 10th and has been recessed and reconvened several times. So now we are in open session, and today we're properly reviewing the evaluation for our two general managers. We're going to start with John Beneventi, and then we'll proceed with Miguel Bordalio after that. Okay? And it's an open session. So, John, what we do...
Mr. Chairman, just for the record, right, because of my obvious conflict of interest with Mr. Miguel Bordalio, who's my brother-in-law, I will be recusing myself from that particular evaluation.
Okay.
And I want the board to recognize that. Okay. Thank you.
That's perfect. All right. Commissioner Michapo.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, in regards to potential conflicts or conflicts of interest, I've identified Chapter 15, the Standard of Conduct for Elected Officers, Appointed Officers, and Public Employees of the Government of Guam. And per Chapter 15, conflicts of interest are defined by no employee shall take any official action directly affecting business or other undertaking in which the employee has a financial interest. And financial interest is defined as the following in Section F. Financial interest means an interest held by an individual, his or her spouse, natural, adopted, or dependent children, parents, parents-in-law, siblings, or siblings-in-law, in which is an ownership interest in a business, a creditor interest in an insolvent business, an employment or prospective employment for which negotiations have begun, an ownership interest in personal or real property, a loan or other debtor interest, or directorship or officership in a business. And my wife, my spouse, Tracy Lintiaco, is an employee of GPA, which falls under the direct management of John Beneventi, the general manager of GPA, who we are evaluating today. So I want to identify that how I evaluate the general manager could have an impact on how my spouse is eventually evaluated. So I believe that there's a conflict here. I want to disclose it to the commission. And I also want to point out that Section G of the law requires me to do such, that I shall verbally disclose at the meeting, if any, the nature of such interest, and shall have such disclosure place in the official records of the agency. So I'm doing that in official capacity, and I will be recusing myself during the evaluation of John Beneventi. Okay. However, I do want to say for the record, Mr. Chair, that I believe that these evaluations are one of the most important things that we should be doing as a commission. I'm very disappointed that I couldn't participate in the evaluation. I feel that I could be impartial, and regardless of how I would evaluate the general manager, I would make it, I think it would be important that he perform his duties as a general manager and evaluate all his subordinates accordingly, regardless of any influence that any of the commissioners would have. However, there is a clear conflict, and I will recuse myself from that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Just for the record, I'd like to state that I absolutely have no conflicts of interest at all, either with GPA or GWA.
Okay, that's fine.
In any way.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Commissioner Nchapo,
thank you.
I agree. I have full confidence in you, but thank you for making sure that we follow the law. Yes.
Score sheet.
What?
Trying to figure out how to use the score sheet.
You would just, I'll email it to you. Or I'll email it to Lou.
Yeah, that's right. He's subscribed. You're very important here.
Well, I'm wondering, can he at least tabulate? There's no conflict.
No.
Tabulate our scores.
I think we can give it to him, right?
Remember how we do it? We go around the room.
Right.
And when we get to Mr. Lintiaco, he says, I have no, I'm conflicted, but he can tabulate our scores. I mean, I don't think that's a conflict.
So, Mr. Chair, in reference to the request for me to participate in the tabulation of it, Section G of Chapter 15 does say that all employees is defined in this section, and an employee is defined as an elected official in this section who know or with reasonable investigation should know that the employee has a financial interest in any decision pending before that employee or the agency of which the employee is a member shall not vote for or against, discuss, decide, in any way participate in considering the matter, or seek to influence the votes or decisions of others on such matter. So I believe that we should, my participation should not, I should not participate in that.
Yes, at all.
Okay. Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll figure
it out. Thank you for that.
Okay, we'll figure it out. Thank you.
You're going to figure it out?
We'll figure it out.
No problem. Thank you very much.
I'm going to be in the conference room.
Sure. Okay. And also, for the record, I'd like Commissioner Santos, that definition of financial interest where it says sibling in laws.
Yeah.
That covers you. And so, therefore, I see the same conflict you have with regards
to that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay,
thank
that's
you.
For the record.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, John. You're up. I'm going to have you give us a little presentation now.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I'd like to go ahead and have a 10-15-minute presentation to be about the recession reflection to our information that are related to the APIs and all the, all this coordination, all the four criteria within the area. So,
do we want to talk about it and then refer to it? That way we're going down the score sheet as opposed to retracking. You understand what I'm trying to say? Okay. Colleagues, for example, if we're going to start at 1.1, right?
Yeah.
John, did you follow how this is set up here, for example?
Yeah.
Under PowerPoint, or is it all over the place?
I think it's pretty much structured, but I think almost every aspect of what I'm showing is really has a part in sections.
Let me share what we did, right? Yeah. So for the past interviews is that, for example, on 1.1, just so you know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So we're going to ask you to describe maintain reliability in the itemized PAR system, right? Mm-hmm. So then we go down to 1.1.1, and then we just start scoring you each time.
We ask you this, give us your score.
And then the other thing is you want to do it, Simon, is to describe to them the levels of score,
ratings, right,
three,
right.
Three, four, five.
Okay.
Yeah, so go ahead. You can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, so, sorry, John.
So this is, thank you, Mr. Chairman and colleagues. I'll do my best here. So we have developed a rating system for our seven employees. The two general managers are required by law to be evaluated in public, and that is what we're conducting today. The general manager of the Guam Power Authority is going to be rated on a rating scale of 1 to 5. 5 is significantly exceeds expectations. 4 is it exceeds expectations. A score of 3 meets expectations, satisfactory. A score of 2 inconsistently meets expectations, marginal. Or 1 fails to meet expectations, unsatisfactory. And in practice, sometimes you can be rated a 3.5 or 2.8. It's up to the individual commissioner. But these are sort of the range of scores that you can achieve. To achieve a 5 significantly exceeds expectations and outstanding, a commissioner or the applicant or the evaluee has to provide a very specific example of outstanding or significantly exceeding expectations. So we have a score range of between 1 and 5 that will be used to evaluate your performance. And then we look at these areas of your performance. Managing operations, you'll be rated in a number of subcategories there. And the score for that category will represent 30% of your total score. Managing finance, the score in that section will be 15% of your total evaluation score. Managing people will also be 15% of your total evaluation score. And managing information will also be 10% of your total score. And with that, we would then go down section by section, beginning with managing operations. So, John, in the spirit of Commissioner Santos's question, is perhaps in this section, just talk about the island-wide power system, right?
Yeah. I think that if I may, I think the presentation itself constitutes every area, because you can't really evaluate, you know, I'm not just responsible for engineering, you know? I'm responsible for the whole system. And so therefore, the success and the failures of the whole system is really how it applies. So I don't mind for our system, you know, the generation, T&D, and everything, what are the impacts just overall? So I can talk about, yeah, the high reliability and all of that, but I think the presentation itself highlights the, you know, and puts credence or failure to this area. So by going through the presentation, then afterwards we can actually pick out particular ones of it, you know, to support the different areas of the thing.
Neither approach is wrong. I mean, these are both good. I just find it maybe easier for the commission that section one is managing operations, and the first five sections of section one is maintaining reliability of the Illinois power system. Could you pull from your presentation? We would put your whole presentation, as we've done for other colleagues. We put the whole thing in your file, right? And that'll be available. All of this is available to the public, right, as required by law. But for example, you don't need to talk about finances in section 1.1 through 1.1.5. It's all about operations. So I think what Commissioner Santos was suggesting is it helps us to say, all right, John, you have your complete presentation, but let's focus on, can you pull out of your presentation, talk about how you handle the operations of the island-wide power system, and you know your presentation well enough. You can say turn to page 3, turn to page 5. Would you be able to do it that way?
I don't think so, Mr. Chair. Not efficiently. Yeah. Instead of saying the presentation, and again, I can probably, as I go through it, I can say, okay, this applies to operation because, again, it's not just the reliability today that we're talking about. When you talk about the GM, you're talking about also the planning and future reliability and everything of the system. So they all have some part in this. And what they have done, in this particular year is really going to come to fruition in 2 or 3 years.
Yes.
So that's all important to do that. Huh?
Okay, nice example.
I think we need to also remind the GM that we're looking at FY 19 and 20, right?
Right.
That's been...
And 18, I believe, right? 18.
I think this, we only listed...
I thought it was 18, 19, 20. I thought it was the last 3 years.
Evaluation period. We didn't put...
For the record, right. I believe, Mr. Chairman, I could be wrong, but I thought for the other managers it was 18, 19, and 20.
Somewhere 19 and 20. So somewhere 19 and 20. But we haven't put the evaluation period...
We need to put that in there.
So okay. We can put in FY 18.
FY 19 and FY 20.
19 and 20.
John, does your presentation go back to the last three plus three?
Mr. If I can explain myself.
Yeah.
The evaluation date on myself was 2018, right?
Right.
And then that became an issue and all of that became an hour and void.
Right.
So in effect, really, it's kind of null and void. So my presentation is really from the time you made me general manager, which is 2015, to date. No?
Okay.
So that's the...
It's
all together and completed as one analysis, be it as it may, no?
Yeah.
And then...
And John, I don't have a problem with this presentation. This is very good and will certainly be part of the evaluation. But here's the thing. We are challenged by being as objective as possible rather than subjective. And therefore, what we've done, what we would like to do is have you rate yourself on each one of these blocks. Okay. And then we would discuss our rating. Go ahead.
And again, objectively, to relate all of this, right, really have to say in the beginning, I'm just going to rate you on whether, you know, to be objective, not subjective, but objective, right? I'm going to rate you. If the power plant availability were all above 80%, then you're good enough. But that's not the case, right, with all of this. I have proof of what we have done. Uh-huh. It's just that it's not a specific metric or whatever that we kind of set up in the beginning, no, to get to make an accuracy.
Okay.
So that's why I cannot have the concept of what I'm doing. Otherwise, it's very difficult to go back and reconstruct all of these things. Right?
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I really would recommend. I'd like to hear the presentation. And then when he finishes the presentation, we can go through this format with him and ask him to comment on each standard.
Which may apply to the...
Correct.
We can do it that way. Go ahead, John. Go ahead. Do the presentation.
Yes, please proceed with your presentation.
Yeah. Go ahead.
It won't take longer.
Sure.
It
won't take longer.
Again, you know, what's driving the office, you know, the GM and the one that's really the strategic plan that was put together. And also the fact that the integrated resource plan. This is the planning of where the utility is going to go, you know, moving forward. Right? And then every year you have some objectives to absorb to make that happen. So again, that plan was developed in 2009, and that's been kind of updated throughout the years somewhat. The integrated resource plan of 2016. And again, it's about hybridizing state financial strength, employee effectiveness, and safe and reliable operations. No? But all of that, all of these KPIs were established. And again, sustain customer improvement, provide affordable and valued products, develop sustainable workforce, achieve system reliability, and effective use of technology. And again, the metric here is that green is exceeds, yellow is meeting target. Under this one, and then here, under the trend, yellow is kind of is on its way, trending up. Green is trending upward, improving. And of course, red in any one of this is not any particular good. Next, so again, looking back at the integrated resource plan, increasing fuel diversity again. Going towards solar and renewables and looking towards LNG. We've been working on this over the past several years. Complying with EPA, again, the consent decree has helped the tradition over the years. We are always under subjected to huge penalties. The DOD buildup, again, it's on its way. We build a transmission line up to the system now. No issues about whether we can meet the DOD build-up and the states that are being build-up. Looking at the retirement of the units, and again, we've done that. A life extension report was done, but also more recently, what are we going to keep after we get the new power plant? Reduce customer outages, again, this is an issue that we're looking at. This is where you see that customer outages is still a concern of ours today until we can get the 40 megawatts of energy storage batteries on the line, because most of the outages you see today are generation related. When the power plant trips, it's nothing. But the one thing we can say is that since 2013 or 15, there hasn't been a blackout. And I like to knock on wood, and that's because we were able to now work within this system, no? Until we can get there. Next. Procuring additional 40 megawatts, that's on its way. Can help as the protest is going through, you know, the OPA. It went through the OPA. The OPA's decision was in our favor, but now it's at the Superior Court. Vice Mac compliance, again, that's done from the consent degree and moving forward. So again, these are all the different scenarios that are related to the integrated resource that have been worked on throughout this period of time to have heading towards reliable power and fuel diversity. You know? Transparency and accuracy. Again, these are the things that have been done in terms of the organization, billing statements, a newsletter, redesigning the statement, completion of the CCEMB, which allow both utilities to work together. At the same time, allows customers to monitor their consumption of energy. These are a lot of the benefits that we provided to the customer now to improve how they use their energy, website, monthly newsletters, and all. Accounting services, again, they're paid by phone, email, social media. Every year we're getting about 600 new customers. I'm not sure you know, we're constantly keeping them on track and keeping, turning them on. There's not been a problem in that. CCMB with the GPA and GWA, sometime soon, I hope maybe 2021, you have that one customer service working for both, you know? Next. Convenience, again, there's many things that were provided to the customer over these years. To allow them, you know, to pay their services like the community with us, pay by phone, the apps, mobile apps, incentives provided to the customers. Again, rebates from the DSM, we started it with 2015 or so, very slowly. Now it's gotten, it's mushroomed now to a very beneficial program that we're going to push out about $3 billion a year. Again, the DSM funding of 1.5 every 6 months equates to $3 billion a year. Strengthening the island wide power system, again, we completed a new SCADA system, upgraded it, located in this location, which is Homeland Security scenario. Continued changing of the wooden poles, continued hybrid systems on the underground systems. Most of these projects were completed or reconstructed. Some of these projects were the old underground direct railroads that we've been upgrading as necessary, as we move along. And again, we encourage, and it's finally in position, underground 34-high transmission line from Harmon all the way to Anderson. This is part of the plan that would allow them to run during a storm. If they have an underground system within the base. Again, here, after the cavern's resiliency of the system, after the cavern's explosion, we did a lot of things, which resulted in less than 1% of the customers affected by any rolling blackouts during this period. We did all of this, and again, each one in particular has all its challenges, but it was accomplished. And then we continue to overhaul the unit because we have a lower reserve for the period, but yet we've been maintaining the units and the availabilities have been high and able to sustain the energy without any load shedding. The outages is occurring or short, intermittent outages, but not rolling load shedding like the South Bermuda and the North capacity. Asset planning. Again, these are improvements that are occurring that are not necessarily in the front line. GIS information, they grow the one GIS system, workforce management, vehicle and equipment tracking, predictive maintenance, where we try to find out what will fail ahead of time so we can fix it. Storm readiness, we have several storms. We recovered. Reimbursements, we got reimbursements from FEMA for those storms. This were the two Typhoon Dolphin and Typhoon Mangkhut. We got about 6 to 9 million. The underground system, we continue to move forward, trying to underground the entire Tumon area so that they can run through a storm or after a storm. You know, again, this is a revenue protection in the area. And again, our inventory, 12 million, has been is in buying a lot of new equipment, so therefore we're prepared for a storm. Next generation, again, the new power plant, it will meet in an exceed environment of regulatory requirements. Efficient technology, eliminating 17 billion gallons a year. And again, this is the ones that are coming up within the next 3 years. Fuel diversity, new auto sulfur diesel, potentially natural gas, solar PV, will be eliminating all of the other coal. Achieving a 25% renewable by about 2023, and then hit the UC in this coming year, moving the plan to move towards 50% renewable no later than 2035. The new underground system, 120 megawatts of solar PV were contracted in 2018. And again, that will be coming on the line around the 2022-2023 at 8.5 cents a kilowatt hour. That's over $9 million a year savings in energy costs. And then phase three, again, that was 11 cents. That's going to save about $5 million a year. And again, we're ahead of our timelines, but uncertainly, when we talk about lower energy costs for the consumer, all of this is heading to that point, so that in 2023, you will have lower costs and you will have sustainable costs, meaning the impact on fuel oil, on oil energy is reduced at least 25% and then 50%, so that we can have a more stable rate system involved. No? Next. Lower energy costs, again, throughout the LEAC. The LEAC says 0.60868. That's going to be that way for, actually, if everything rolls out and approved by the PUC for 14 months. In one period of time, we held the LEAC at its highest point, at 15 cents for over 1 year, almost 2 years. And again, just trying to help the customer in terms of mitigating the impact of fuel oil costs, even though we didn't have any control over fuel oil costs. No? So again, the VX, we've also worked on the, and again, if you look at our kilowatt hour costs, we're really the lowest within all the Pacific area and a lot of the islands, so even Virgin Islands and other areas. LED, street lights, we're almost there. Where everything that we're changing out now is all being there. LED is going to save about $1 million a year for the community. No? Next. Financial solvency, again, despite the 3 and 4 explosion, typhoons, the pandemic, the issue about the island's revenue loss because of the strong tax, despite all of that, we've come through with the credit rating agencies as stable or improved in credit rating. So again, that's showing the resiliency of the financial institution. Cost savings, again, our O&M budget is always coming in below our target. And over that, all these years, we've taken over Tennis. That plan, went up from $6 million a year, we're operating it for less than $1 million now. The 8 and 9 ownership turned over, so we can be able to negotiate for a 5 year. Eliminating the capital investment part goes away at $15 million. However, at least we're able to get the plan still operating continuously for 5 more years. This new building in itself being completed, all the operation has its own direct and indirect savings. The robotic process initially is being used also. Our labor has gone from 512 to 445 over the past several years. So we've been trying to right size the company in many ways. No? Network, this is something in the works right now. We're studying, we have a group consulting studying the network of power and water so that we can get to one system that will be beneficial or reduce costs. So we'll have a report on that very shortly. But again, that's leading towards the modern towards more savings in the future. Next. CIP, again, the new power plant. We found the land at substantially lower cost for investment. And again, financing and insurance, we refinanced the bonds, saving $500,000 a year. We gave $1 million of that to DSM for our older customers, and about $500 was provided to DOE. The insurance premium at one point came down about a couple million that 1 year as a result of, again, you know, a lot of effort, but of course, our vice chair, Mr. Santos. The settlement of the cameras 3 and 4, out of nothing, we got $125 million that would be used for the future power plant that would reduce costs for our customers. Next. Succession planning, we continue to work. The 50% of our workforce will be retiring, so we've been implementing apprenticeship programs and doing other things to make that happen. And again, our pool is very strong. We have 45 engineers, of which 14 are professional engineers, and a lot of certification within the company. But this is all an indication of production, training, and maintaining high credibility within the workforce. Next. Compensation strategy, we continue to work upwards towards the goals of the commission, which is 50% at some point. And again, we're doing it in a way so that it doesn't impact the rates of the customers. And again, there's a lot of awards and recognitions that were provided to power, always within the first to third place in the safety award of the American Public Power Association. We don't only talk about safety, we do act safely. And again, we've done other things, mutual aid to the CNMI, also being a part of the board for the American Public Power for the past 5 years. Energy and renovation. In the community, again, with the electric vehicles are online, we're working with models. We've been helping DOE over $2 million in grants that we received for them to convert the schools to LED. We gave $500,000 to the Carver Legal School for energy efficiency pilot program. And again, the energy storage battery that is we're targeting to be on the line by January of next year. Yes. So again, these are, in terms of the environment, the new power plant will significantly clean our environment, getting rid of the oracle, which we've been burning since 1955 from the island. We use wastewater from the Northern Water Treatment so that we don't tax the aquifer. On the commissioning of the cameras 1, 2, and 3, and 4, we eliminate thermal pollution that has been occurring since, you know, way back since 55, actually. Next. Again, the renewable strategy continues, and you've heard this many times. We will have a roadmap to 50% renewable EU by mid-2021, so by around June. The integrated resource plan will be before you to decide how do we get to 50% by 2021. So a lot of work has been done in that. Yeah. Island partnerships, again, futuring with the mayors, the bond refinancing, we assisted DOE in many ways, UOG in providing an energy building sense. GMS and their final Department of Correction and their generators. And again, other written programs, including we continue to work with the military in helping them how to have energy efficiency programs through the utility service agreement that we have with them. Industry partnerships, again, we're an active member of the American Public Power, as a board member for Region 10. And again, we have many partnerships with many, like the U.S. Department of Interior and others. And, again, being a part of research to help make the utility better. Last but not least, again, for 4 months, we helped the CNN line recover from Typhoon Yutu. And again, that was had a cost of $6 million, which we got completely reimbursed for resulting matching labor savings to the ratepayers. And this is for 2020 plus, meaning I'd say 2021 forward. Again, these are the different initiatives that we'll be working on in 2021 as we continue to work towards. And again, all related to the strategic plan and workforce. So this is something that, you know, I'd like to bring to you or would like direction from the commission in, say, by January or in January. So then again, we'll focus it to further the what are the key issues and concerns that the Commission would like to see improve or achieve over the coming periods of time. But that is a different presentation. Okay. There is the annual report, and there is the extensive report that we've done with the people who are through. However, that's a matter of record as to, the things that and what we're going on there. No?
Okay. So now that we'll go back to the rating sheet, and we need you to work with us on this. And on each one of these KPIs, we need you to rate yourself and then.
And John, Mr. Sanchez. John, just thank you, Mr. Chairman. And just to repeat, John, the rating scale we're using is a 5-point scale. You can be rated from 1 to 5. You don't need to be rated. In your case, you don't have to give yourself a full number. It's very close to the old school system of 5 is an A, but you can have an A+ and an A-. You can have a B+ and a B and a B-. So as you provide your scores to us, then we will take the same scale. But we want to make sure that you have the same understanding we have as to how we're going to score you. So if you give yourself a rating of 5, you're giving yourself a rating that's significant, that your performance in this area that we will go through item by item. 5 is significantly exceeds expectations or outstanding. And if you rate yourself a 5, you have to give a specific example or examples of why you significantly exceeded expectation and why you give yourself a rating of outstanding. A rating of 4 is exceeds expectations, above satisfactory. A rating of 3 is meets expectations, satisfactory performance. A rating of 2 is inconsistently meets expectations, marginal. And a rating of 1 is fails to meet expectations, unsatisfactory. You will be judged. 30% of your score will be from managing operations. 15% of your score will be managing finance. 15% of your score will be managing people. 10% of your score will be managing information. That's 70%. And then 30% of your score is personal competencies, which looks at strategic perspective, building teams, communication, information search, achievement focus, and judgment. Each of those are 5% that total up to 30%. And in this section, actually, we have the commission really just do the scoring.
Yes.
It's our judgment of you. So the 70% that you're going to go through with us, that's more empirical. It's more based on what you've just presented and how might you rate yourself. And then after that, then the commission will take over and rate you on its own. Are there any questions to how the rating system works, John?
No, there's no question as to how it works with it. I just got used to rating myself, so I will just
We understand that.
I will just say, rate me at 3, and we'll call it a debt. I can tell you that I rate myself an A when it comes to effort.
Yes, okay.
That's fair. Okay, I rate myself an A as to really trying to do the best that I could to save the utility and make it the best utility that it can be. As far as anything else, really, you know, that all flows from that. And it's hard for me to...
We understand, John, but...
That's why I present what I have, and it really depends on the, you know, your satisfaction with whether I achieve what you think some measure of what you have. But other than that, I'm just going to rate myself. I'll just say, whatever it is, 70%, whatever it is, middle ground average, I'm fine with that.
Well, John, I think you should think about that, because a lot of what you put in here is very good. So it applies to these things. For example, lower fuel cost and energy. I think you should rate yourself. Well, Commissioner Fox.
Let me. Because I'm going to empathize for John. Okay.
But it's hard to do this.
No, but I think in Simon and I are probably more used to this because we come from a private sector world,
right?
Where we're evaluated by our, sometimes our partners, but more importantly a board. Okay, and which is us, right?
Right.
And for the most part, Mr. Chairman, and you, Judy, being professional.
Yes.
This metric that we're using here, for example, is not a typical one that Simon and I live in. Ours is profit driven,
yeah,
right.
Okay, and goal oriented driven.
Right.
It's not. This is not the perfect example or perfect world that this utility lives in.
Right.
Okay, John said it clearly that we wanted him to provide reliable power at the most lowest possible rate that we can give the ratepayers.
Right.
You're right, Chairman Duenas. You know, you're shortchanging yourself, John B., because you're not a 3.
You're not a 3.
You're certainly better than a 4, and in some cases, I can speak for yourself because we were there. Mm-hmm. For example, in the insurance claim, he made the final decision,
yeah.
John B., because in the end, all Simon and I did was, we can accept the financial reward, but is this enough to guarantee that the utility is going to stand up? And there was no possible way that we could have made that decision without John B. being there.
So I mean,
we can cite a lot of things, Chairman, Commissioner Sanchez, that he doesn't have to come here and tout it to us.
Yeah.
That will give him, you know, in his opinion, it's not a 3, John, for us.
I totally agree with Commissioner Santos and John. This is a new dynamic process for us, right? Mm-hmm. This is the first time we've been very formal, very detailed in what we're looking for in terms of performance, and in compliance with the law. We're now evaluating you in public, mm-hmm. and you have just presented to us in the last 20 minutes many pieces that are part of your evaluation.
Yep.
And with that broad background, I invite you to reconsider just a blanket assessment. And it does help us to, as we've learned with the other evaluations, sometimes you might think you're a 4 here and a 3 here, and we want to appreciate why you draw that distinction. And if you think you're a 5, in fairness to you and all of our employees, if you think you've done an outstanding job, we want you to tell us that, because it may affect us. We may agree with you and give you that 5. So if you would bear with us this first time, we'll go down through this. I think you'll find that all the categories that were in your presentation are touched upon somewhere in this evaluation. If you still want to give yourself a 3, that's up to you. We then will take over and do the ultimate ruling. But if you would just work with us this on this process. And let's just go down item by item in the same way we've evaluated all the other colleagues. And we will evaluate Mr. Berdallo after you. bear with us and work with us on this process, and just tell us your honest assessment of your own, how you felt you did in the last few years, based on your summary, and yeah, pretty much based on your summary.
Yeah.
Well, I can.
So we'll go down at one.
Thank you for understanding that this,
You find it awkward, yes.
I find it very awkward.
Yes, it's okay.
And
yeah.
To me, in terms of my evaluation, to me, the number doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that
the results.
The group that I work with, or the bosses, or if you will, you know, are... appreciate or understand that, you know, I've done my best, and my best is really, you know, better than what others could have done.
So no? Give yourself that
so
higher number, John.
Yeah.
I can work through.
Let's work through
this
all.
Process and again.
And also
it's very awkward for me to say something about myself. You know, what you ask me to do something, I'll get it done.
Right.
Right. But for me to say, I will. Your request, I will go ahead.
Okay. And remember that, you know, we represent ratepayers, right? Our ultimate board. You know, we're the mini board. The ultimate board is the ratepayers, right? And in fairness to them, we want to be able to rate you in public and go through each of the performance metrics and have that information made available to the public so that when we make a decision, they understand the basis for our decision. We owe that to our ratepayers.
Correct.
And that's the role we want to continue to play with your help.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll start with section 1.0, managing operations. This is one of the longer sections, and it represents cumulatively 30% of your total performance score. Section 1.1 first looks at maintaining the reliability of the island-wide power system. Section 1.1.1, first box. How would you rate yourself in administering the daily business affairs to ensure electricity customers are receiving the highest level of service at an affordable cost?
You know, I look through all of that really, and I will say I rate myself really higher than average in all of this.
Give yourself a four.
A plus, A minus, B.
A five, you must be specific in why you give yourself a five.
Or you
four,
just
three, two, one is just a general assessment. So only exceptional do you have to document.
On five, you have to be specific to it.
So how would you rate yourself on administering the daily business affairs to ensure electricity customers are receiving the highest level of service at an affordable cost on a scale of 1 to 5?
You know, Mr. Chairman, I'm thinking of this here. Yeah. I know this man. He's a very humble man.
Yes.
He's not going to probably rate himself the way he should. Because he's a very humble man. And I don't want to put him in a position where he's asked to do that when I know what he's going to tell us is not going to be what it should be.
Yeah, do you want to speak into the mic?
So, Mr. Chairman, I'm ready to evaluate Mr. Benedetti. I'm familiar with the quality of his work, and I just would like to do that.
I don't
necessarily feel that he's comfortable rating himself in the way he should, because he's such a humble man.
I appreciate how awkward it is, and
it's very awkward.
But I also recognize that we collectively developed an approach We developed the criteria and part of our approach, and we can revisit it next year. But to be consistent, we have asked every one of the seven that we have worked with to detail their work, as Mr. Beneventi did, and to give themselves a self-grade. And I just want to keep that consistent in fairness to everyone else. And ultimately, what matters is our grade.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Right, so, but it doesn't hurt us to hear if he feels he needs to improve in a section. That's useful information to us. But I don't want to predict what he's going to say.
And if you look at the table here, the three of you have served here the longest, and notwithstanding the fact that now we have a true way to do it. If you want to call it that, John B said, I'm going to rate myself a 3. Okay, we all know that's not how we feel. Okay, and as awkward as it may seem for him, it's not. We still know what we need to do, and I think we'll sit here and say thank you very much, John, and now we're going to sit down and do our work, and that's fair to him. For me, it's fair to us. She said it exactly. She's ready to rate him based on her judgment. And the two of you have been here the longest. You have more history than all of us combined in what this utility means. So, like Judy said, I'm ready. Let's get through it. John B., thank you for giving us your evaluation. Now it's our turn to do our job, which is what we're here today to complete. So,
John, you should stay. You have to stay for this.
I don't think so.
Well, this is the public portion.
No, I'm talking about...
It's up to you, though.
Yeah, right.
Because this is open session, and you can always sit in on any open session.
Mr. Chairman, that was my goal.
Okay.
And thank you for considering I was just going back to say that everything that I do the best that I can, and I spend the next year.
John, we know
putting out a 3 there doesn't really
do you justice, John.
So I think the level that maybe it should start is 4. No? But it don't really matter as long as the commission, which represents the ratepayers, are satisfied with the work that I've done. And that, that I put right value to it. That's all. And so thank you. It's very hard for me to rate myself for it. Now, because to me, the rating at the end is not significant as long as it's about, that I am doing my job. That's all. Other than that, I'd rather go out and fix the bar than,
Thank you
for your presence.
Mr. Chairman, can we take a 5-minute break before the meeting?
Don't move.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
See you later. We can go through this, Joey, one by one. I mean, it should be fairly easy.
Okay.
I mean, unfortunately, if you really think about it, right, because we haven't really done it in this year, right?
This is the first time.
Yeah. So, I'm sure you could be very different with Miguel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
they're different people.
Yeah.
Different generations.
No, I'm good.
Yes,
what we will need from you, Lou,
yes.
We're going to need a clean sheet.
Here.
You have one ready?
I have one ready.
Okay, yeah.
Is there enough for everybody?
Yeah. No. It's for Simon to come back and tabulate. Right. You leave Saturday morning, sir?
Saturday morning. Okay.
And you're going straight to New York?
No, L.A.
So Mia's not going to get anything until...
I don't know. She's working with her doctors.
Okay.
And it depends because they don't have... it's one of those things. They don't have a...
But because of her COVID, they don't want to do it?
Because of her COVID,
They don't want to schedule her or do the surgery.
Okay.
And they said 4 weeks after...
Whatever. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Then they'll, you know... So she's working on that. And two things. First off, I know my daughter's a lot like my wife. They want to get it fixed right away. Okay, one. Two, I think it's bothering her more now than it did before. So she wants to get it done.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. And I don't... I'm probably not going to see her at Christmas.
I will caution you, though, you know, because New York is New York, right? And right now, it's a super hot spot.
Right.
No.
And that's why I'm saying.
Yeah.
She wants to stay there for whenever the...
Yeah, but you would... Joey, I would tell you, because it's a hot spot and you don't know what particular hospital she's going into, why complicate the issue, right? I'm not talking about COVID. I'm talking about what else can happen.
Yeah. So
no, we're talking about the hard one. I'm just thinking,
that's
right?
Why,
yeah.
You know, Francis, the hardest thing about having adult children is you have to let them live their life, right?
Yeah.
I can only tell you so much.
We're not done yet.
We're not done.
We'll call you when we're ready.
We'll call you when we're ready. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks.
Joey,
my daughter is fine. She didn't get the surgery.
Yeah, because she got COVID.
So he's just asking when we're going to do it. And I said, I don't know.
It's up to her.
Yeah.
And she's working with her doctors and the hospital.
Because there's different schools of thought, right?
Yeah.
There. You can have it. Yeah. I mean, you know you're infected, right? That's the given.
Yeah.
But what else can happen as a result of it?
Sure, of course.
Yeah. That's what you're dealing with.
Of course.
Right.
But I was sharing with Joey, it's New York right now is a hot spot.
Right.
So you don't know what hospital you're going to end up in. And
oh, no, she knows her hospital.
Okay, so but I'm going to tell you right now, I would venture to say it's elective versus needed.
Yeah. No,
there you go. That
it's
is that story.
Elective, but it's, it's a specialty thing. You know, New York is so...
Best place to go, Joey. When you talk to me about medicine, I mean, there's two extremes, right? You got, of course... California, which is, you know, the West Coast, and you deal, and then you start going progressively. So when you talk about cancer, you start at the Stanfords and those, and you go to Houston, then you can go up to Cleveland, and then you end up at Sloan Kettering, okay? And then if you start talking everything else, then there's the Mayo, there's the John Hopkins. It just goes like that, right? And, you know, it's always, you know, when people say, oh, I'm going to end up there, I go, wow, okay. No doubt about it.
She's really good doctors.
Yeah, she's in, you know, New York that's got, you know.
But it's a thing up there, you know, the other thing is, you know, doctors take off on Christmas.
Oh, no. So, I'm sorry. December, January?
Bad time.
We were talking, we generally start looking for, we call them locums, guys that want to come and spend Christmas in warm weather. You know, and get over here and enjoy our weather and fill in for our docs that want to go see their... The only good thing for us right now is that there's not a lot of traveling that can be done.
Yeah.
Therefore, you're kind of stuck.
You're stuck
right
here, yeah.
So,
yeah.
So the doctors that are here for us...
Do they find their own places to stay, or you provide places for them?
No, we in the beginning we give them some places to stay, and then they start looking elsewhere.
That's good.
The ones that want to call Guam their home, they generally tend to buy, because they can, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Now, so you need on another half an hour. Just start.
Oh, there you go. Okay. You're back. I lost it.
Yeah.
Looking
for Lou.
Oh.
He's going to...
Lou's running something else.
Michael's going to email the spreadsheet to her.
Sure.
He was at tabulator.
Yes.
But he has it on a spreadsheet, right?
Yeah.
So what we'll do is you just give him the numbers and you take it back in.
No.
He's going to email it to Luke. I'm with Frank. Either way, whether we have the exact score, I'm not worried about this GM.
Yeah.
Even if we walk out without the exact score between Michael, Lou, and me, I can post it.
Yeah. I just want to get through the exercise.
I don't expect a lot of ones and twos.
Yeah, no. I think, we're ready.
We have to be careful if you're going to score five. Yeah. We need to say.
Yeah, no. We're not going to do that for him, right? I think if you guys bring up a five, we have to go back to John, and because we're not the facts that we've done, we just go back to John and say, hey, John, we scored it this way, we feel the same way, and this is. I mean, we may be able to say why we think it's a five.
Well, and I think in many cases, you know, we've all been around the commission a long time.
Right.
I mean, holding LEACs and things like that. I'm not worried that any one of us, if we think of a five, can't document it.
Right.
We just know how, we have to just say
you
why.
You just have to say why.
That's
okay.
The specific. All right. And we can refer to his.
Dan, we're ready, but
not yet.
Why?
Yeah. What happened?
You lost the signal?
No. Yeah.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
Okay. You may
roll
for me.
Okay. Thank
you.
And then. Okay, there we go. We're
online. You're supposed to be. You said Commissioner Gonzalez.
Thank you.
Say that
again.
You just
sent
me an email
to
your
spreadsheet.
You want me to go there?
No, he's going to email it to you so I can tabulate off of
when we're done.
Your laptop or your.
Oh, okay. When we're done.
But we'll do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's emailing it.
So can you make sure that you get it?
I mean, if he happens
to spreadsheet, right?
If he happens to get it to you when we're done, then you can lock your laptop over here.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go.
Let's start from the top.
Are we back in session?
Okay. We're back in open session.
Go ahead, Si. You're in charge.
Okay. So this is the commission's review of John Beneventi for. The periods from 2016 to 2020, but particularly focusing on FY 18, 19, and 20. All right, and we have the presentation from Mr. Beneventi that he just made. So, managing operations, 30% of his total performance score. Section 1.1, maintain the reliability of the island-wide power system. 1.1.1.
Okay.
Should we hold on?
Go ahead. 1.1.1.
Administer the daily business affairs to ensure electricity customers are receiving the highest level of service at an affordable cost.
Okay. Chairman? Let's score. I'm going to give him a 4.
Okay.
4.5.
Okay. Commissioner Santos?
4.
I'll give him a 4.
Okay.
And above standard performance with results exceeding expectations.
Okay.
1.1.2, lower fuel and energy costs, identify improvements to eliminate waste and efficiencies.
I give him a 4.
4.5.
4. I'm going to give him a 4.5. I think the biggest impact is, despite the loss of Cabers 3 and 4, which were efficient generators, the LEAC has been held steady or is lower than it was in 2018.
Yeah.
And whilst much of that is oil prices, which is why in 1.1.1 I couldn't give him a higher rating because he doesn't control that, but dealing with efficient use of oil and holding that LEAC not only steady for almost 18 months, it's then reducing it since then. The LEAC today is lower than it's been in history.
Yeah.
And he and the team need to be rewarded for that. So that's why I gave him a 4.5.
Okay.
1.1.3. Set annual short-term goals and objectives in order to constantly improve the efficiency, reliability, and customer satisfaction of all services.
I give him a 4. And he's done this. You know, actually, every month he's evaluated by us when we have our meetings. So he is setting goals. Both are general managers, but this general manager has goals. He's making things happen.
Yes.
Okay.
And my comment is he's an excellent planner.
Okay, so
he has a plan for everything.
Okay. What would your score be?
4.5.
4.5. Commissioner Santos?
4.
And I give him a 4 as well.
Okay. Next.
Oh, you know what? Hold on, I apologize. I need to track your scores again. Let me stop.
We have a blank sheet over there, Sam.
Yeah, let me have a blank. So I can put your three scores in there, and then we'll tabulate.
Can you give them
another one? Do you want to use this one?
As long as it's the same format?
Yeah.
Yes, I started already.
Laura, if you don't mind doing that, recording the scores.
And you can hear it.
And then we'll input it into the calculator.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll just start talking. All right.
Thank you. Okay. All right. So we're now on section 1.1.4. Define GPA's visionary position by managing all planning functions and or developing and pursuing new business strategies and defining key strategic initiatives for long-term growth, financial security, technology optimization, safety, efficiency, and reliability of all GPA operations.
4.5.
I'm giving 4.5 to
you. I'm sorry, can I have
4.5.
4.5.
4. Speaking to them.
I'm going to give them a 5, and this is my specifics.
Okay.
We are going to, under John's leadership, the renewable energy portfolio that was established by Senator Ben Pangilinan in 2008. We were supposed to be at 25% renewables by 2035. We are going to hit that in 2023, 12 years early. Under John's watch, he has been able to award almost 200 megawatts of renewable resources, whether it's direct solar or storage. And we've successfully awarded that. They're under construction, and that's what's allowing us to achieve faster than was required by the legislature. We're going to achieve that portfolio. We're going to achieve 25% renewable by 2023. And as he pointed out in his report, that mix of new generation and remember, he also got the new generator through, which and there was some opposition, but he got it through the legislature, he got it through the PUC, he got it through us. And the governor signed off on the land transfer. And the biggest part of his presentation that in this area that appealed to me was the 18.5 million gallons of oil that we will not have to be burning in 2023 because of the merger of the more efficient new generator and all the renewables that we're putting into place. We are going to reduce the amount of oil that is used to provide Guam's energy by 18.5 million gallons. A year. Not only is that financially going to be better for ratepayers, it's going to be environmentally better for ratepayers, and yet the reliability of the system will not be compromised. And it's for those specific reasons that I gave him a 5.
Okay.
Good.
Commissioner Santos, can I have you 4? Thank you.
Okay. Next section, 1.1.5, comply with all federal and local laws and rules and regulations relating to Guam Power Authority.
I give him a 4.
I give him a 4.5.
4.
4.
Okay.
Next section.
Commissioner Duenas, I didn't hear you.
4.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Next section, 1.2. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Commissioner, on the section 1.1.1, may I have your vote, your scores for that, the very first one?
From all of us?
4.
Okay.
4.
4.5.
4.
4.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Next section, 1.2, attend all CCU and PUC meetings. There's only one box. Prepare and present general and or specialized reports of the affairs of the Guam Power Authority.
Give him a 4.
I give him a 5. He's 4. Extremely prepared, always thinking ahead, you know, and preparing accordingly.
And I give him a 4 also.
Okay.
4. All right. Section 1.3, plan and develop the structure of the authority's organization and provide for its staffing by qualified individuals. First section, 1.3.1, administer and approve all employee recruitment, reclassifications, terminations, and promotions.
4. I give him a 4.
4.5.
I give him a 4.
4.
Section 1.3.2, establish and preserve working conditions which are conducive to the health, safety, and productive motivation of all authorities' personnel.
I give him a 4.
4.5.
4.
4.
Got it.
Okay. Section 1.4, provide for the determination of the authority's costs of electric services. There's only one section here, 1.4.1. Recommends compensatory and competitive rates and service regulations to the board.
I give him a 4.
4.5.
4.
4.
Got it.
Okay. Section 1.5, devote entire time to the business of the authority.
I give him a 4.
4.5.
4.
4. All right, we now go to section 2.0, managing finances is worth 15% of his total performance score. Section 2.1 and 2.2, maintain financial solvency to meet operational capacity. Well, I'm sorry, let's start with that. I'm sorry, 2.1, maintain financial solvency to meet operational capacity.
I give him a 4.
4.5.
4.
Yeah, I give him a 4.5. 2.2, manage operational expenses.
Don't worry, I'm Jerry Tony Kim.
Hold on, hold on.
Don't go anywhere.
Why don't we go ahead and just
Evaluate
ourselves.
So, 2.2, manage operational expenses to meet budgeted targets levels.
I give them a 4. Okay.
4 for me.
4 for me. You want to do the rest and then watch?
No, let's at least talk about it and we can just come back to her, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That way we're done.
So keep going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
2.3, provide for the development of the authority's financing program and present to the board recommendations for the sale of bonds, the use of bond proceeds.
Okay. I'm a 4.
We're
a 4.5.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Jude. Go ahead.
Commissioner Guthers, we were just on section... we did not get your score for 2.2.
So your 4.5 is on 2.2, right, Judy?
Yeah.
Okay.
4.5.
Yes. Now on 2.3, so now I'm a 4.
Okay.
What are you, Judy? 2.2.
Provide for the development of the authority's financing program.
4.5.
Okay. Commissioner Sanchez?
4.
Commissioner Sanchez?
I'll give him a 4.